Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, this your boy Frank Gore. I'm listening to 49ers Rush Niners all day. That's Brain Sits Home, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. I love it, man.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
Do you know how close we are, guys? We are so close. We are so close. Today, what we're going to be doing is we are breaking down the Chapman 49ers Rush scouting report slash predictions, strengths, weaknesses. It's so much more than a scouting report. I do this for my football teams where you finally get to dive into the film. And you just go through everything you got. Now, this is a little bit special because we don't have a lot of film. This is a brand new head coach who's never coached before. It's a brand new DC that's never been a DC before. But we do know is their track record and where they came from, plus the little bit of film that we have during the preseason. So this buckle in because we got a lot of stuff. We're going over history, strengths, weaknesses, the offense, defense, major significant injuries, what to expect, all that stuff. We got a lot of stuff here, including our bets of the week with my bookie and predictions, which I love because you guys always hold me accountable. And so anytime I have a dumb prediction that goes wrong, you guys hold me to it. And I love that. So please do not hold back. And yeah, I love this comment. Devin, I appreciate you, brother. He said, that's a lot of gray hair you got there. That's right, man. I've had gray hair since I was a kid. I want the whole like gray salt and pepper look. Like I've always wanted that. I remember in kindergarten, they found gray hairs and we sat around in recess and people, I was like, pull them out. But I've always had them that way. I want it more gray, but let's jump to, oh man, look at this. Adam, he always just means business. Appreciate the gift, my friend. Adam's just such a huge supporter of this podcast. He's just a great dude in general. He said, are you worried about our secondary with Mosley doubtful? Man, he's jumping right into it. And we're going to talk a lot about that. I don't think Mosley's playing. He didn't practice at all this week. He's not playing. I'm not that worried. I want to be honest. Do we have a weakness at corner? Yes. Are we playing a team with the weakest wide receiver core in the NFL in the past 10 years? Also, yes. Is our D-line the strength of this team? Yes. The D-line will determine the secondary play. And so because of that, yeah, I'm not worried about Goff. I'm sure as hell I'm not worried about these wide receivers. Yes, I want Mosley out there, and that is a downgrade. But once we get through these injuries, I'm going to tell you what Vegas said about all these injuries. And I think that's going to kind of answer all of the kind of questions we have surrounding this. So real quick, last year, the opponent record in stats for the Lions was terrible. One of the worst coaches in football, Matt Patricia. They went 5-11. They were 32nd in points allowed, their defense, even though he was a defensive genius, and 32nd in the NFL in total defense. They haven't really changed much of their personnel. So the defense really is still pretty bad. They were 20th on offense points scored and 20th on total offense. So again, below average. slightly below average on offense, points, and yardage, and the worst dead last out of 32 teams in points allowed in total defense. Now, their new head coach, Dan Campbell, he's a weirdo. Definitely, you know, does not pass the press conference kind of vibe. You watch one press conference, a lot of times you can just tell, is this somebody I want to follow into battle? Is this somebody that's going to give me a competitive advantage? Is this somebody that I believe in? Dan Campbell, he got minus 5 points on that scale. Not as bad as the Philadelphia new head coach, but pretty stinking bad. Not the biggest fan of how that's going. He has been a head coach slash tight end coach for 5 years with the New Orleans Saints. We're going to talk a lot about the Saints today because they basically are a mini Saints team, or a Saints light is what I call it. Before he was with New Orleans, he spent 6 years with the Dolphins as, guess what, a tight ends coach. He's a tight ends guy, which, hey, I'm not trying to fault that. Tight ends actually one of the hardest positions to coach because you have to know all of the line protections, all of the routes. You kind of have to know everything. So tight end coach is very difficult. Not trying to slide him there, but again, not the biggest fan. Now let's talk about these injuries, Adam, because this is huge. So for the 49ers, Javon Kinlaw and Mosley, both doubtful. Let me just tell you something real quick. Neither one of them are playing. My wife's calling me right now. I'm going to get in trouble for not answering that one. Oh, you guys, live on air, Chapman marital dispute. No, we're doing good, but I probably should have answered that. Anyway, live channel, what do you do? The idea is this. Kinlaw and Mosley not playing. And those are losses. I'm not trying to downplay those. We need those players this year for sure. We don't need them week one. Okay. Now, questionable is Givens, but he practiced today. So he's going to be good to go. So that's great. And he's probably just going to be in case of emergency because we've got plenty of defensive tackles. We're going to be four strong without Givens, without Kinlaw. So we'll be able to rotate. And that doesn't even include, you know, what's his name? Big number 91, moving outside, inside Eric Armstead. So we've got some movement there. Good news, Trey Lance, back-to-back practices. He doesn't even carry an injury designation. So he's 100% full go. He will be active week one. Now let's talk about the most important thing, Adam. Their injuries, okay? If you're concerned about Mosley being doubtful, and rightfully so, he's our starting corner, that's big. They're losing the best player, not on their line, not on their offense. Their best player on their entire team is not playing. He's out. He's not doubtful. He's done. He's not playing. That's Taylor Decker, their left tackle. He's the best player on their entire franchise. And whenever you look at this, this messes up two positions for him. Because now they're tasked with this. Okay, what do you do? Do you move Penei Sewell, who they've had at right tackle and has been trash, over to left tackle? He hasn't played there at all in the preseason. He's been awful at right tackle. You move him to left tackle. That's what he played at Oregon exclusively. Do you move him over there and then plug in your swing tackle to the right side? Or do you keep Penei Sewell at the right tackle where he's been bad and then plug in an undrafted free agent, listen to this, by the name of Matt Nelson from Iowa. That's their swing guy. He had one start last year. He's got one start in his career. So if you add up the starts between the right and left tackle for the Detroit Lions, they've got one start between them. That's it. Uh-oh. Did we have some issues here on the home front? Oh, no. I hope not. And so that's kind of the problem. Because, again, they're going up against Bosa. Guess what? Dee Ford's healthy. You've got Eric Armstead. You've got guys called Arden Key coming off the edge. Like, this is the worst case scenario you could have for Jared Goff. This is the worst case scenario that you could have for literally their entire offense. It's no good. It's bad. And what are they going to do about what that looks like? I have no idea. How does their offense function with that? Oh, no. We lost it. Oh, no. I'll take it down in a second. Sorry about that. I think we lost the connection. Yeah, sorry. You can't catch it. Live. You can catch it. Traditional podcast. All right, so, man, ouch. Anyway, so we're going to keep going. I don't know if we're still streaming or not, but, man, this is part of the whole entire live platform. This is just the way it goes. Sometimes stuff goes wrong. That's just the way it is. But I got to get this done, so let's just keep on moving through this. Now, here's the thing. Taylor Decker's out. He's not the only one that's out. He's not the only one. Guess what? You've also got Michael Brockers is out. Levi on Wuzuriki. Well, they're doubtful or questionable. Sorry, questionable. Michael Brockers on Wuzuriki. Nick Williams. Three of their four starting defensive linemen are also, guess what? You nailed it. They're questionable. So there's lots of issues here. They have so many more problems. Oh, and by the way, their backup or their nickel corner, he's out as well. He's questionable as well, CJ Parker. They've got way more injuries than we do, and it's not even close. Not even close. So sorry about the bad connection. I think I got you guys back. So let's talk about the history of this matchup because it's pretty one-sided. Obviously, you know, the Detroit Lions, one of the worst franchises in sports because of ownership, not because of the town, not because of the fan base, because of the ownership. It's been the same ownership. It's been bad for a very long time. Teams stay bad for a reason. They passed up Robert Saleh, could have had him. He wanted to go there. They chose this other guy, Dan Campbell. Now, the last two seasons, this Elise put this out there on Twitter, so shout out to her. I didn't find this. The last two seasons the 49ers opened up with the Lions, the 49ers won the Super Bowl. What's up? 49ers won the Super Bowl. How awesome is that? Now, you look at the overall series, the 49ers up 38 wins, 28 losses, one tie. Plus, you got the what's your deal thing. Like, I'm never going to get past that. What's your deal? And then Harbaugh goes back to the press conference. And they ask him, man, do you take responsibility for this? To which he responded, oh, man, I guess I shook his hand too hard. That's on me. It's what it is. Don Burr, I see him in there. Yeah, it's his last 48 hours with us, man. Appreciate you, Don. You've been awesome all offseason. Please play kind. Please be nice and show up, man. I hope you show up in the press conference, you know, the after show post-game stuff, whether they win or lose. You know, I feel like Don talks a lot of trash. I think he can back it up and be a man. So I hope that he shows up. I love it. Yeah, anyway, Don, you're the man. Now, the 49ers have won 10 out of the last 11 matchups versus the Lions and 15 out of the last 17. 15 out of the last 17. That's pretty one-sided. Now, let's hear from the quarterback as we shift over and we talk about their kind of offense and what that looks like. Let's hear from our quarterback. Let's hear Jimmy G, right? It is Jimmy G on Detroit and how he feels. And again, he's going to do the classic, you know, quarterback talk and pump up the defense and all those things. Here we go.
Very talented group. You know, new head coach and everything, so... New D coordinator. I'm sure they'll have a couple things for us that we haven't seen, but fast group, played against a couple of these guys before. Jamie Collins, they're a fast group and pretty instinctive, so we'll have to be on our game.
Yeah, like again, pretty instinctive, fast linebackers, whatever else. Their defensive coordinator is Aaron Glenn. He has never been to DC, just like ours. 6 years as the Saints DB coach. So he's been around some really, really good defenses, and I love that what the Saints do. There's no doubt about that schematically. They don't have the personnel for any of those things. Strengths of their defense? None. I couldn't find one player that was somebody that you have to scheme for or scheme against or account for. They don't have it. Their weaknesses are all three levels. Like, It's rough. So here's the best player at each level of their defense. Defensive line, best player, Michael Brockers. Guess what? He's questionable. Next up, you got Trey Flowers, who they overpaid for. He hasn't been that good since he showed up there. Proving, you know, he was a product of New England. We've seen it time and time again. You go outside of New England, they just dissipate. And Chandler Jones is kind of like the exception for the room. Oh, what's up, Chris? I'm seeing the hook 'em in there. Throw it up there, big guy. Appreciate that. Linebackers, best linebacker, it's Alex Anzalone, again, from the Saints. Could never stay healthy. He's healthy right now, but he's a good player out of Florida. Jamie Collins Sr., he's bounced around again, another New England guy, right? Secondary, Jeffrey Okuda. I think it was the number 6 overall pick about a year ago. Didn't have a great rookie year. Didn't have it. Outside of that, like, there's nothing. Now, I'm sure somebody's going to step up, but I just named 5 guys. And that's about it. That's about it. I do like Levi Onwuzurike out of Washington. He's questionable. He's not fully healthy. Defensive tackle. I think he's a heck of a player. But this is not a good team. They run a 4-3 scheme. They love to play press corner, which works if you're getting pressure. There's no Cameron Jordan on this team to help out. There's no Trey Hendrickson for the Saints to get pressure. So you're putting your corners in very vulnerable situations. You're playing physical corner ball. Guess who that plays right in the hands of? Debo, you're going to be physical with Debo? Let me know how that goes. You're going to be physical with Brandon Ayuk, one of the best releases off the line? Let me know how that goes. If you can get pressure, this scheme works. However, there's a reason the Lions were 32nd in points allowed and 32nd in total defense. They don't have the personnel. And what do? They go out and draft an offensive tackle, which I think was a good pick. He's been bad. Like, you got to shore up the quarter, you know, the line and all that stuff, whatever else. Now, their defense is bad. They do fire zone after fire zone after fire zone. And this is another reason why I want Trey Lance in there. What a fire zone is, you blitz a corner or you blitz a backer or a safety and you drop your hybrid defensive end, usually Trey Flowers, back into coverage. And so what it is it's kind of a trap blitz. You're only bringing four. Looks like you're bringing five or six. And so you'll drop. It's a zone fire zone blitz is what it's called. They do it a lot. They were doing it in the preseason. Usually teams don't usually do that, but that's what the Saints do as well. And so, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, that's not an issue for him. His issue is linebackers dropping, not, you know, defensive ends. And, you know, that's something, not saying Trey Lance would get caught with that, but it's usually inexperienced quarterbacks struggle with fire zone blitzes. You know, just another reason, you know, why I think Jimmy Garoppolo, it's going to be kind of smoother for him. So you take that for what it is. Tendencies, they're blitz happy. Even in the preseason, you look at the Saints, attack, attack, attack. Leave your corners on islands, physical strong, kind of, you know, hybrid corners. And, you know, that's what's going. Players to watch out for in this defense, none. Players to exploit. That front seven is awful. It is so bad. It's so bad. The only way that the Lions are going to be able to even attempt to stay in this game, they're going to have to zone run blitz, okay? Which means you got a gap blitz. And you're blitzing not so much to hit the quarterback. If it turns out to be a pass play, that's great. You've got to plug the gaps against this zone read. And so you have to slant your D lineman guessing which way the, you know, outside zone Shanahan play is going to go. And the problem with that is this. You get caught with your hand in the cookie jar one time, you're going to have George Kittle running free in the, down the field. So you're playing with fire. If you want to have a level playing field, again, if I was the defensive coordinator of the Lions, here's what I'm saying. Man, obvious rundowns, we're gap blitzing. That's what we're doing. You know, we're going to bring one extra guy, and we're going to try to make it to where they want to play action, and hopefully we can get a sack, back it up, play a shell defense. But they've got to get the 49ers in a negative situation. The worst thing for the Lions, second and four. If the Lions are in second and four, they're in trouble. This game's going to get out of hand very, very early. Okay, so those kind of the things you got to look for on that side. Now, let's hear from the head coach himself on Kyle and just how excited he is for this season to start.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's going to be a long, how many ever days are left, too? I mean, you wait all year for these games, and, you know, there are only 17 of them are guaranteed, so it's a little different. I feel like that's what's, I think, cool about football is, you know, you practice all the time, but you know, there's not 100 games. I mean, each one is such a big deal, and you put so much into it, and it's only 3 hours. So you got a lot to work on, so much stuff you got to practice, and only half of it comes up in the game. So there's lots of things to go through and lots of anticipation, anxiety can go with that. But all you're hoping is you just prepare the best you can, and everyone can't wait for kickoff because you want to shut off that mind and go. And that's real easy when you feel prepared.
Yeah, very, very well said. You know, prepared. We have an established coaching group. We have an established front office. We have established starters. Like, this is not the first rodeo of this team. Lions, the exact opposite, right? Exact opposite. Charlie, I see his question. He said, how do the 49ers line up against Tampa Bay if we play? Well, a couple things. One, Tampa Bay is a pretty solid team. Two, we would not play them until into the playoffs and probably well into the playoffs. I expect Tampa Bay and the 49ers have two of the better records in the NFC. So, huge hypothetical. You know, they had, you know, two injuries took place to their secondary and they were getting smoked, you know, in the air. So, and that's every team in the NFL. Like, it's not, they never touched Dak Prescott. They never touched him. And so I think it's a testament to the Cowboys offensive line, which just took a hit. Lyle Collins just got suspended for skipping drug tests. So now Cowboys offensive line, you know, we've seen what happens when one of their elite offensive linemen goes down. It just totally changes. So back to your question, I think we match up well. Tom Brady, if you're going to beat him, you have to get pressure. Everybody understands that. Their offensive line's great, but I think the 49ers can get pressure on anybody. You got to get there. Otherwise, Tom Brady would cook you. But no, I think the It matches up well on paper, but man, we got 17 games to play. These rosters are going to look different with injuries and all those things coming across. So let's jump back now. Oh, what's up, Brian? Appreciate the gift, man. Brian Carter's one of the best out there. He says, boom, game day Sunday. So pumped. I hate that it's an early game, but that's all right. For those outside, you know, I got my you know, game ticket or whatever, Sunday ticket. So, but I'm out of area. You know, I'm in LA, so it's not a nationally broadcast game. So if for some reason you can't make it, we got you. Here's how we got you. Because one, we're going live post-game as soon as the game concludes, right here on this channel, wherever you're listening. Come join us live. If you're a traditional podcast listener, I'm going to ask you to step out of your shell. Go type in YouTube, type in John Chapman or 49ers Rush, and hit subscribe and turn on that notification bell. I need you to do it because I need you with us after the game. It's decompress, it's celebrate, it's therapy, it's all in one. And trust me, I get emails all the time saying, man, I'm so glad I finally started watching your shows live. It just brings so much more energy. The chat, all those things, we're going to make fun of Don. so I'm pumped as well. So come join us. And then if for some reason you can't watch the game.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000. With basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon. And this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props. Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 3-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
When the coach's film gets loaded, I got all the breakdowns for you on Patreon. Who else does that? I don't think anybody else is doing this in the NFL. Maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't seen anybody else do what we're doing. So if you can't watch the game because it's not in your area, whatever, we got you. Patreon.com, 49ers Rush Podcast. All of it goes back to the show. Help us out. Help support the show. That's the way to do it. Now, let's talk offense, okay? Let's go. Oh, what's up, Luke? I got another gift from Luke Luna. Thank you so much. He said, you're a stud, brother. 100%. I love it. Ah, stud for Luke, man. There we go. Thanks for the gift. Now, their offense is interesting. One of my favorite people in the NFL is their offensive coordinator, Anthony Lynn. Was head coach for the Chargers for 4 years. Just didn't work out. Couldn't get over that hump. And they're going to basically be a Saints-like offense as well. He was a running back coach for his career, played running back, right, Anthony Lynn. But make no mistake, this is going to be a Dan Campbell offense with Anthony Lynn calling plays. It's going to be Saints-esque. And their strengths, they do have strengths on offense. It's not like their defense that's just trash. They've got some stud players. DeAndre Swift, that's number one. So, like, here's the recipe. How do I say this? I'm about to sneeze. Hold on just a sec. Sorry about that. Whew, that was rough. Here's the recipe for, again, if you're going to script, how are the Lions going to win? It's very, very simple. DeAndre Swift and TJ Hawkinson have career days. That's not if these things might happen. No. These things have to happen.
You're talking 150 plus total yards for DeAndre Swift. You're talking 7-8 catches for Hockenson and maybe 2 touchdowns. Those are must-haves, okay? I think Swift might be a top 5 running back in the NFL. And this system will highlight him, but not until you get some wide receivers, a deep threat, or a deep throwing quarterback to kind of unload that box. Because the 49ers, you basically, they won't, but you could stay in your base package 4-3 if you wanted to this whole game. Now, O-line, O-line's really good. Taylor Decker's out. That's a huge loss. Frank Ragnow might be one of the best interior offensive linemen in the NFL. Definitely top 3. And Penei Sewell. So they've got pieces, but Decker's out. Now Penei Sewell, what's he going to do? We talked about this a little bit. And here's what's crazy. When they announced this, the line changed. When they announced Taylor Decker's out, it was, you know, the 49ers are favored 7.5 points. Now they're favored 8. And so Mosley out. You know, Kinlaw out, all those things. No. Decker trumps all of that. All of that. And so, like, just understand that it's to be in the NFL, you got to be good. Are the Lions the worst team in the NFL? I don't think they are. Are the Lions bottom 5? I don't think anybody disagrees with that, including Don Burr. Don, I'm curious. Throw this up in the chat, man. Where would you say the Lions roster ranks in the NFL? I'm just curious to see what he say. We'll give him a sec to answer. Now, if you look at weaknesses of this Lions offense, it's wide receivers. It's the worst in the NFL. Their starters are Tyrell Williams. You remember him from a long time ago? Tyrell Williams. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, the rookie out of USC, which I like Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he's kind of you know, a possession wide receiver with a little bit of upside. I had, you know, a late second round grade on him. I really liked him. Very good possession guy. But that's it. Upside's very limited. There's nobody after that. Quintez Cephas, who I like, who's very, very physical. But, like, again, I don't think that these are quality. Who scares you? Right? Who scares you here? There's nobody. There's absolutely nobody. I love where everybody's putting the numbers. I didn't see Don Burr's, how he ranked them. I didn't see his number on there. Sorry, chat's filling up, which I love. I love that. Now, their scheme, here's what they do. Everything revolves around the run game, screens, checkdowns. A lot of zone busting underneath routes. And so what they'll do is they'll leverage the hook to curl and flat areas. And so they'll run these kind of 2-3 man combination routes against zone coverage and just try to leverage one guy. That's what they try to do. But it's all like when the wide receivers catch the ball for the Saints and for the Lions during their first 3 preseasons, their jerseys are facing the quarterback. So it's a lot of hooks, you know, curls, stops, hitches, comebacks. Like, they're the opposite of a yak team, okay? Like, Kyle Shanahan and our offense, we're throwing the ball to where the wide receiver or tight end's in stride so they can go get yards after the catch. That is not what they do. That's not what they do. They want a high percentage pass with a very low percentage. Again, people don't like Jimmy Garoppolo's game because he dinks and dunks. Just wait till week 1. I'm telling you right now, that's just what it is. Yeah, Shot J, I'm with you. He said, I'm more worried about spontaneous injuries than the Lions as a team. Yeah, I'm with you. And injuries are going to happen. There's no doubt they're happening. Okay, it's the NFL, 100% injury rate. They're coming. The 49ers have gotten through this offseason really, really well. But we'll just, what do? You got to play. You got to play at some point. Now, the scheme, again, as I said, you know, everything's just outs, curls, hitches, comebacks, stuff like that. Tendencies, methodical. They are not a big play type team. Big plays come from their playmakers. Think about the Saints. Dump down to Kamara, dump down to Michael Thomas, and then they create afterwards. That's the idea. Misdirection, shallow routes, that's what they want to do. If they have any big plays, it's coming from TJ Hockenson or DeAndre Swift. That's what they want to do. And those are the only two players to watch out for. That's it. Players to exploit, wide receivers and their baby giraffe, that's a QB. I love that we get to play golf again. How great is that? I just freaking love it. Yeah, I'm still not seeing Don Burr's answer. It's just not showing up, man. But that's okay because they probably aren't ranked. And so I think Don's right on that. They don't really belong. They don't belong. Now, here we go. Before we jump into our bets and all that stuff, I do want to say thank you to our sponsor, MyBookie. The NFL season is about to kick off, and that means the return of the 49ers to Levi's Stadium as they set out to bring home Super Bowl number 6, baby. With tons of questions circling the minds of the faithful, here's the deal. MyBookie is here to help us make some serious cash to go along with the Niners' upcoming season. And MyBookie, you can bet on everything in the NFL. From week 1 all the way up to Super Bowl 56, try your hand out on several future wagers. Here we go. You put this in before the season starts. Trey Lance, if you think he's starting early, his offensive rookie of the year odds plus 650. Who's going to take home the MVP? You got Patrick Mahomes plus 350 odds. Aaron Rodgers, last year's MVP, plus 800. And heck, you can even bet on the 49ers to go all the way to the Super Bowl and win it all, plus 1400 odds. Now, why sit around? Go to mybookie.ag and place your first wager today. On top of that, I'm going to sweeten the pot for you. If you use our promo code 49ERS49ERS when you sign up, get an extra $1,000 in bonus money depending on how much you deposit. That's right, $1,000 in bonus money. Head to mybookie.ag today and start winning today. Bet anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, so here are kind of the bets. Now, the 49ers have changed. It was negative 7.5 points. Now it's negative 8. Over-under is at 45. This is second. This was the second largest spread with Tampa Bay. Now it's the largest spread. It's tied with them. Tampa Bay was plus 8 over Dallas. Tampa Bay didn't cover. The 49ers. Now, usually my theory is this, betting-wise, okay? Give the points. Take the points early. Give the points late in the season, okay? So I'm not putting down a lot of money on the 49ers covering the spread. Having said that, I do fully expect them to cover. So, for example, usually I put all my bets on here in 5 to 10 increments to kind of just show like how much I'm betting. If I put a $5 bet on here that, and again, anything I say on this podcast, I'm betting with my own physical money, okay? We do very well here. So I put $5 down to win. And so again, and I bought 1 point. So that got me down to 6.5. Now it's 7. So I'm betting 5 to win $3.50. The spread, I don't like it. It's just too much. Week 1, on the road, early kickoff, whatever else. I do expect the 49ers to cover, but this isn't something that I would lay in on and say, oh man, put your big money on this one. I would not do that, okay? Now, here's my favorite bet of the week, and this is a three-team teaser. So basically, you're betting against the spread. On all three of these things have to happen, and you get 6 points for each one. So for example, I'm taking the 49ers over the Lions, and they just have to win by 1.5 point. So you get 6 points added. I'm taking the Dolphins over the Pats, even though they're on the road, because again, you get those 6 points. So the Dolphins plus 9 points. I think the Dolphins are going to win outright. I think the Pats are going to be good this year, but I think the Dolphins are going to be decent. It's a rivalry game. It's Alabama QB versus Alabama QB. It's Flores versus Belichick. Like, I think that this game is going to matter. And even if the Pats win, I cannot find a way for this game not to be close. So I'm taking the Dolphins plus 9 and the Packers plus 1.5 points versus the Saints. Remember, this game's not being played in the Superdome because of the hurricane. They had to fly. They're playing in Tampa. So those are the three games. If those happen, I'm betting 10 to win 15. 49ers minus 1.5. Dolphins plus 9. And Packers plus 1.5. I love those. So that's my major bet of the week. I might throw some other ones up on Patreon if you're with us there. If you want to bet big week 1. Week 1's usually pretty unpredictable. So anyway, got to take that for what you will. Now, let's talk about these predictions and keys to the game. Defensively, it's very simple. You limit DeAndre Swift and TJ Hawkinson. They're going to get theirs because of volume. There's nobody else to throw. There's nobody else to run. Like, those guys are going to get whatever. But you can't let them have career days. Okay? That is a big deal. So, you know, it's those defensive tackles, which Kinlaw's out. That hurts, right? It's those defensive tackles and Warner versus TJ and Swift. So who do you want in that one, right? And this is another thing that I think is important. Because whenever you look at Kittle, and this is one of our predictions, Kittle's from Iowa. One of his closest friends who was at Iowa right whenever he left was TJ Hawkinson. You mean to tell me Kittle's not going to show up against his like little brother, TJ, you gotta be kidding. There's no way in hell he's gonna let him outdo him. There's no way. So I think Kittle comes back with a vengeance. I got Kittle with plus 70 and at least one touchdown. And once the prop bets all get released on my bookie, I'm putting that down for Kittle for a touchdown. I'm betting that. And I'm also going to bet 49ers score first. I'm going to bet that every game because Kyle Shanahan scripts games so well to start the game. Second quarter, fourth quarter, maybe not as much. But I'm telling you right now, I smashed that bet every single thing. I think we got paid on 11 out of 16 off the top of my head last year, first team to score. So take that for whatever you want. Next up, huge key for the game is turnover ratio. Okay, usually it's win the turnover ratio. Nah, that's not what I got this week. You can lose by one. So the 49ers could have more turnovers, giving the ball away, interceptions, fumbles, then they get back and still be fine. In order for the Lions to win this game, Lions have to be plus two or more in the turnover ratio. You saw like the crappy Cowboys, right? Cowboys were plus three, I think, still lost the game. Like, again, for a bad team to beat a good team, you have to be plus in the turnover ratio, and you have to capitalize on touchdowns, not field goals. I just cannot find a way. NFL, any given Sunday, stuff happens. But as far as my predictions, keys to the game, Detroit has to have plus two or more in the turnover ratio, and you're talking 150 total yards for Swift, and you're talking, you know, 75 yards and two touchdowns for TJ Hawkinson. I don't see that. I don't see it. My prediction for the game, and this kind of goes in line a little bit with the over-under, I have the 49ers winning 31-17. And I struggled giving 17 points, but, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if Jimmy throws one of his, you know, kind of trademark interceptions or something along those lines. Not going to be shocked there. Special teams, that's a concern for me. How's Mitch Wisnowski going to do? Can we make them have long fields? I think that's important in this game because I don't think they can drive a long field and score a touchdown. So I got the 49ers winning 31-17. 49ers cover the spread. Again, the spread is so big, a little bit shocked, concerned there. But anyway, that's what I got this week, man. It's so much fun stuff. And again, before I jump off here, here's what's important. And we got so much with the 49ers rush road trip. We're all over the place, okay? We're going to be in Philly next week. I'm so excited about this. We're going to be meeting at the Drinkers Pub Saturday night, 6:30, 9:30. All kinds of giveaways sponsored by Pristine Auction, which I'm going to show you guys here in a second, some of the stuff we got. Then we got the Chicago thing. We have hotels. We've got our meetup, all these different things. We're meeting at Gracie O'Malley's in Wicker Park. It's a 49ers bar in Chicago. And then LA, we just booked Sharky's over in Hermosa Beach. So we're lined up for the year. And on top of that, these hotel rates, guys, we lose. They pull down their promotions within a month before the event. So if you're wanting to go to Chicago, you got to go there now and get your hotel. Everybody's emailing me, hey, what's that hotel for Philly? It's too late. It's too late. You want the Chicago hotel? You got to do it now. You want the Los Angeles hotel? You got to do it now. So head over there, save some money. Saving you guys a ridiculous amount of money if you can book with us. I don't get anything, but I want us to party together. We sold out the Philly hotel. That one's done. We have no more spots left, and our time limit ran up. So if you want those, I'm telling you right now, you got to go get them. Do not wait, because I keep getting all these emails. Hey, what's the hotel information? I'm just like, hotel's information, whichever hotel you want to stay at, because we're booked, man. We don't have any more rooms. Do not wait on those. And I do have to say thank you to Pristine Auction. Check this video out. All right, guys, you know me. 49ers Rush Podcast has become synonymous with giveaways. It's what it's about. It's helping the community grow. I need your help right now. This is huge. If you want us to step up our giveaway game, I need your help. PristineAuction.com. You sign up for an account there. Use the promo code RUSH. You're going to get $10 off your first purchase. Now, listen. Look at this. Look at this. Look what I got in this bad boy. Right here. This is a Fred Warner jersey. Boom. Do you see that right there? That is autographed with authentication, and this is the best quality jersey you're going to find anywhere. Compliments of them. They gave it to us, and they said, hey, you guys give stuff away. Give some of our stuff away. If we get enough signups, they're going to back the podcast. And here's the deal. I don't get a penny of this. I told them. I was like, look, I want a partnership. Because I want to step up the giveaway game that we do here with the Countdown Crew monthly, with our 49ers Rush road trip, with our draft parties, all those things. So if we get people to sign up and buy something. They have all kinds of stuff. You can buy mini helmets. You can buy cards. You can buy signed photographs. It doesn't, everything's not super expensive. They have that there. Go there. Trust me right now. If you want to help the podcast out and you're sitting there and you're saying, man, I want to win one of those giveaways. Well, if you want to give away like this, I need you to go sign up over there. It helps the podcast out tremendously. Again, no money involved for us. But if we get enough signups, guys and girls, we can start giving this stuff away monthly with this type of quality. I need your help. Head over there, pristineauction.com. Use the promo code RUSH, R-U-S-H. Get $10 off your first order. And most importantly, help the podcast so we can help the community giving out more stuff. All right, you guys are the absolute best. Really want to say thank you. I can't wait. We'll be live right after the game ends right here on all of our, you know, Twitch, YouTube, so everywhere. We'll be live. Really do appreciate you guys. And, man, this is going to be this season. It's got such a good feel to it. I can't think of the last time where it felt like this. Last year was similar, right? We felt really good about it last year and what the run it back year and all those things, and it went south real quick. But, man, you look at the way this roster is, it's different. We're not dependent on Jimmy for success. We want Jimmy for success. There's no doubt about it. We're not dependent on that anymore. And so, man, this is going to be awesome. Can't wait. Man, it was so, so close. Love you guys. Appreciate all the support. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.